Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
KOZN. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went home. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John.
Nick sign an insurance waiver, are they?
Great question. Let's make sure that corporate's not listening
right now.
Yeah,
we do want to be careful. We don't want to get anyone in trouble, but we have to find out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, Mark's here. That's an enticement. That's an endorsement. Welcome, everybody, to Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill, 173rd and West Center. Yes, you're probably not used to hearing us start the actual grum this early, but we called an audible.
For a great reason.
For a very good reason.
Doggable.
The folks here at Oscar's are about to deliver us a hot dog so that we can find out if young Nick Grimm, who is very confident.
Was very confident.
Well, yeah, I'm sensing.
The confidence has
I'm
drained.
Sensing some wavering here, especially after you found that article.
I might be moving my timer up.
Yeah.
But yesterday, Nick claimed that he could eat a hot dog in 10 seconds as part of this argument that Usain Bolt could beat Joey Chestnut in a 100-meter dash if first they had to eat a hot dog.
Yes.
And I contend that Joey Chestnut not only could eat the hot dog, but he could also finish running the race before Usain Bolt even finished the hot dog. That's my contention. And Nick was very aggressive in saying, no, absolutely not. Usain Bolt could eat that hot dog in 10 seconds. I could eat that hot dog in 10 seconds. I'm paraphrasing. Tell me if I'm saying anything wrong.
No, that's right. It doesn't feel like it would be hard. 10 seconds is a long time. It doesn't feel like it would be hard to eat a hot dog in 10 seconds.
10 seconds is a long time. Is that what you tell her?
That's what I tell myself all the time.
It's a long time in some
Everyone
things,
says it's a long time.
But not a long time in other things.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out here shortly. But great to have you with us here today on this Thursday. It is the start of the NFL draft.
Yes.
And for the first time in a decade, I actually have something to watch for tonight.
And they might be trading up, John, which is even more exciting for you.
Well, they might be trading up. I honestly, if you were to tell me right now that the Rams are trading,
yeah,
I would bet that they are trading back.
Yeah, it does seem like the thing that they would be more
that they are trading back, not trading up.
Yeah.
That would be my guess, but, you know, I have been surprised before.
And maybe you'll be surprised again.
I might, but
Either way,
I mean, I enjoy the first round of the draft. I've watched every year.
It's great background noise. I heard somebody say today that the NFL draft experience is like a great second television experience because you can watch whatever sport you want to watch. Maybe it's a baseball game, obviously NBA playoff games tonight, Stanley Cup playoff games tonight. And then you can have it on the second TV because then you just see who the picks are and you just continue to watch the actual sports.
Well, exactly. And thanks to the great setup they have here at Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you'll be able to catch everything. Draft, playoffs, baseball.
I think Circa Sports came to Oscars to check out their TV setup and said, let's do this in Las Vegas.
When we were there, it did remind me a lot of this.
No, it's gorgeous. I mean, we've got... What do we got? Four different games going on right now, plus
and
golf.
And golf. And you know, golf.
Yeah, we're in sports heaven right now, and you can be too. And as we mentioned, $7 burgers until 3 o'clock.
36 more minutes for the $7 burger.
But sure, if you get here after 5, $3 margs and Mexican beers and $2 tacos starting at 5 o'clock.
The happy hour will be on the air.
The happy hour will be on the air.
Nice.
And before we get to the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Or hot dog. The Grumdown is brought to you by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard. It is a happy spring game roundtable day from Oscars.
Nice.
If you missed the roundtable, go check it out in the radio replay section. It's during the Connor Happer show.
I had a great time.
We did. We had a fun time discussing many subjects surrounding the spring game. We'll have a little more of that conversation during the Grum today. It's happy NFL draft day from Oscars.
We just said it. We'll say it again. Happy draft day to you and yours.
Oh, it's the draft day, guys.
It is indeed. Don't have to burn your draft card today, though, friend.
We'll go over a few things when it comes to the NFL draft.
Perfect.
It's also the anniversary of probably the greatest draft of all time.
The greatest draft of all
for
time.
For one team, that is.
Mm.
Happy Jays win again over Coastal Carolina Day.
That doesn't seem like a day that anybody celebrates.
It should be. That was a great game, Josh.
Wow, were you there?
Yeah.
Wow, look at Nick going to all these baseball games.
He is a baseball.
Yeah, I was doing interviews for the 1620 The Jays podcast last night.
Well, I did an interview for the 1620 The Jays podcast after the game, thanks to the young man who helped win the game.
Nice. Oh. Stay tuned for the 1620 The Jays podcast.
Well, we'll have a little teaser here in a little bit. But
nice.
It's a death to U.S. amateurism. And what else day?
Nice. It's just the day for everything.
It is. It's the day for everything. Robin Washett of HuskerOnline.com will join us.
Awesome.
We'll get a recap of what Matt Rhule had
Matt,
to say.
Matt Rhule.
His final press conference before the said spring game on Saturday.
Oh, baby.
Why are folks so unhappy about J.J. McCarthy?
Oh, I can give lots of opinions on that question. Lots of opinions.
Are Giants fans?
Oh,
are
Washington.
Patriots fans?
Vikings fans?
Well, we know, because we have many Vikings fans in our life.
Oh, I see.
We know that Vikings fans are upset, but I'm wondering if there's other teams' fan bases who are as pre-triggered about the potential of a J.J. McCarthy draft pick as Viking fan is.
Is it because
Viking fan seems very, very, very concerned.
Yeah, well, I think that's because they're the ones getting linked to him the most, right?
They are, but McCarthy himself said that he thinks he's going to New York.
He is a very divisive quarterback. Very divisive.
Is it because his first name is just two letters?
No, it's the fact that he had that one game versus Penn State where he didn't throw the ball in the entire second half. And people are like,
well,
are we sure he's good? They didn't want him to throw the ball.
Well, that and if you watched him, it's not like he put up electric numbers.
You said it all throughout the season. He's not the reason that they're, like, winning these games. He isn't putting them on his back.
No.
Because he didn't have to.
He didn't have to.
Yeah, it's not a knock against him. It's just he is a big unknown in that regard.
Yeah, I thought he was a solid – he's a solid college quarterback. I don't know if it translates necessarily to the NFL. But
I felt the same way about Brock Purdy. You know,
yeah.
And then there are other guys that I thought were going to be good that stunk.
That's fair.
So you never know.
What will this second offseason bring to the Huskers?
Because
If you think about it, the way people treat the spring, we finished up the first offseason.
Yes.
That was the one that started after the Iowa game.
Yes.
And after the spring game, we'll have the second offseason. But what will the second offseason bring? And whoa. Remembering Bo Pelene.
Pelene?
Remembering Dion? Bo Pelene.
Yeah, Jeff says, who the hell is Bo Pelene?
Pelene,
well,
Dion.
He's somewhat very famous, and you'll find out later
day?
In the club.
Can we throw day at the end of that word? Day, remembering Bo Pelene day?
No, we're just remembering Bo Pelene.
All right, I have a lot of questions. Hopefully you have some answers.
Oh, we'll have answers.
All right, perfect.
We'll have answers. 402-951-1620. That is the 42 degrees, the source hotline.
By your mom's house.
By your mom's house. Also, you can hit us up in the JTech Construction Zone Twitter page at USC1620.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you put out a poll question.
Yes.
Regarding the hot dog challenge.
I did indeed, and the length to vote in it was only set at 5 minutes, so the results are actually already in. How long will it take Nick to eat a hot dog? 36 votes in those 5 minutes. 41.7% say 11 to 30 seconds.
Oh.
27.8% say 31 to 60 seconds. 19.4% say more than a minute. And 11.1% stand with Nick and say under 10 seconds.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the 30 to 60 seconds.
That's
range.
Where I'm at, too. Yeah. I stand with the 27.8%.
I think me personally am moving a little more to the 11 to 30 range.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Johnny Pig says setting the Nick eating a hot dog over under at 21.5 seconds.
Oh, I'm hammering the over.
Over.
In fact, there's my $2 on the over right there.
Over.
Right there.
$2 on the over. I will take that
over.
Oh,
he's followed up. According to this article, he links the article that I was reading from earlier. The average person can eat one hot dog per minute. Pro eaters can eat seven per minute. See, Nick, pro eaters can eat seven per minute. That is almost one every 10 seconds.
One to seven seems like there has to be something. There has to be, because I've been eating hot dogs my whole life. So there has
so
to be there has to be a gap between amateur and professional to where you can.
It is. It's one or seven.
See, that seems like it's too big. That seems like too big of a gap.
Nick, I've been playing golf throughout much of my life. My gap is very large compared
to the harder
pros.
To play golf than it is to eat hot dogs.
Apparently not, Nick. Johnny Pig adds, my 21.5 seems low. Yes.
Oh, it is. There's my $2 right there. I'm taking the over.
Yeah, Nick will have to pay us. I'm putting $5 down on the over 21.5.
You're going to put $5 down on that?
Yep.
Nick, are you taking that action?
I don't have any cash on me.
You can Venmo us. Or Venmo John's wife. John doesn't have Venmo, but his wife does.
Yeah, I don't have Venmo.
Yeah.
I don't have Venmo. No. I guess we're going to find out here at some point here. They're still preparing.
Also, you can email us, Equitable Bank Inbox.
Oh, that's right. I didn't mention the Equitable Bank Inbox.
Like this one from David, who says, this is about to be the most disgusting thing I've watched, but I am here for it.
Nice.
Uh-huh. John writes, do we have time to go ahead and add up how many times Nick has been wrong during today's crossover? And then he adds, the answer is chestnut.
That was a Nick joke. It was a Nick joke. That was. It was a pretty good Nick joke. Who is our producer today?
Joey.
Joey. Not Joey Chestnut, but
no.
Still
but
JC.
Joey Colbert.
Still yeah. JC.
Yeah, it is JC. Joey Colbert. Joey, Nick, do you have the Josh football kickoff time sounder on the
Yes,
wall?
It should be there on the bottom somewhere.
Of what page?
Is it labeled?
The Nick page.
Got it ready.
All right. Well, hit it. We found out today.
Oh, great news from on high.
We found out today.
Thank you for your service.
That the Nebraska-Creighton basketball game will not be held opposite the Nebraska-Wisconsin football game.
This is excellent
so
news.
All of the panicking, all of the hand-wringing.
Rightfully so.
Was premature, apparently.
It was, our boss was where he was like, that's going to be a busy day for our stations. Now less busy. This is great news for us. Easy. And you, John, you can call the game on Friday, and then you can do overreaction on Saturday.
I won't be doing that.
It works out perfectly.
I won't be doing that.
Mark, we told you John wanted to do all the overreactions, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If Nick can't eat this hot dog in less than 30 seconds, Nick has to do all the overreactions.
Oh, that's a great deal. That sounds
awesome.
You
can get me on air. 30?
30 seconds. But, yeah, the Creighton and Nebraska basketball game will be on Friday, so the night before.
We just don't know what time yet.
It'll be at night.
I'm going to do the show from the arena with you. I have staked claim to this.
Really?
How fun would that be? We could be on site. We're here live for the Nebraska Creighton.
Well, but what if it's like at 9 o'clock? We won't need to be there that early.
Never mind.
which is what they'll probably do.
Yeah, because it'll be a one. Oh, yeah, Happer wants it to be a 9 o'clock game.
What are you? What?
He wants the atmosphere to be crazy.
The atmosphere is going to be crazy anyway because it'll be Friday night. You don't need 9 o'clock to do it.
He wants people to do 8 beer Fridays before the game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Come on, John. We love night games.
We don't love that night game.
John wants them to play this game in the afternoon on that Friday.
Is basketball the sport where the time of day matters less?
No, because you can drink all day.
Yeah. It matters. Okay. You know, the last Nebraska-Creighton game that was played in November was a day game. Remember during COVID? Didn't that tip off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something?
Oh, yeah. That was the Kansas game, but I do think the Nebraska-Creighton
game also was wasn't that also
game?
In the middle of the day?
I thought that it was
I thought it was a Saturday.
I thought it was like a Friday.
They played on December 11th at 6 o'clock, so it was right after the Grum, I believe.
But what day of the week was that?
Oh, look, December 2020. What a time that I don't.
I thought it was a Friday.
I felt like it was a Saturday.
Happer is wrong. John is right.
Happer is wrong.
It was a Friday. Friday, December 11th, 6 o'clock. So it was right after the show.
Yeah, for some reason, I had that pegged as earlier in the day.
Yeah. The Kansas game was, though. That was a 4 o'clock game. And I remember being so excited all season, like, this is going to be swimming, get off work early. And then I had COVID, so I was stuck in my room.
Sad.
Yeah, bad time to have COVID.
Have you tried not having COVID?
Since then, I have, knock on wood, and I've been pretty good.
John, it's a Friday night. Why not play at 8:30?
Yeah.
I don't get it. What's so bad about, you know, little late night action when you don't have a full day of work the next day?
Oh.
Saturday.
I just prefer it a little early. I don't want to be sitting around waiting all day.
Yeah. We'll have a show before that. You could probably watch me shoot baskets into the basketball hoop again.
I could do that earlier with a 7 p.m. tip.
I think what John's concerned about is it's so long after he eats dinner at 4 that what's he going to do between 4
How am I eating dinner at 4 when I'm doing a show with you guys?
Oh, maybe sneak some dinner.
Why would I do that?
Sneak some dinner.
I don't sneak dinner any other time.
How old was Sipple when he started to eat at 4 p.m.?
I don't know. Probably 48, something like that. But, yes, congratulations. Honestly, I did not ask anybody on the inside. I don't know if the public outcry when the original time was leaked or original day was leaked changed it or if it was never actually seriously considered. And they moved it on their own. But either way, it got moved.
Whether it got moved
or it was never intended for that day anyway, the bottom line is that'll be a really interesting weekend.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Because.
And we won't have to talk about it as much because it's still football season. God, well, this is awesome.
God, Josh.
Why would you.
Sick.
Sick, no.
This is the.
It's the one in-state rivalry that we have, and you.
What about, UNO?
Da da da.
I'm talking about the in-state rivalry that people get fired up for.
The Mavs fans in the audience are hating you right now.
Isn't UNO just going to turn into Nebraska soon anyway? Isn't that what they're pulling for?
That's true. Yes, Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
Da-da-da.
Mega athletic department.
Very big athletic department. Mm. The biggest. Yeah, I would figure you would enjoy this. In fact, it's taking away a week of shows. The placement of that game would have been perfect had it been later in the year. Because we would have had the whole week to run up to it.
Yeah, I know. Now we don't have to do that. Now we can talk about
Josh,
football.
So you don't care about Nebraska and Creighton basketball at
No,
all.
It's not that. It's not that. It's just
you
I
don't
find,
want to talk about it.
I find
You'd
the discourse
not?
Surrounding the game incredibly annoying.
Oh, that's definitely true.
Okay, that's what it is.
So well, we talk about the annoying things all the time.
Yes.
I find most discourse annoying.
A lot of the discourse around Nebraska football late in the season is also
not
annoying.
Not this year, John. Remember, you said they're going to be good. This year it's going to be fun discourse.
It still could be annoying.
Fun
discourse.
Shopping. Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
It'll still be annoying because we'll be talking about the fact that it's been 18 years since Nebraska beat Wisconsin.
Mm. Yeah, Josh, I very much look forward to all the fun Husker football discourse.
Me too, Happy.
That
Thank
always
you.
Happens.
Yeah. It does indeed.
That always happens.
All right, did we set up everything properly? 402-951-1620.
We did indeed.
42 degrees source hotline.
Where's Hot
Equitable
Dog?
Bank inbox. Yes, we're waiting for that hot dog. We want to see the hot dog. Mm-hmm. We want the hot dog.
We want to see the hot dog.
Hot dog.
Turn off the lights. Turn off the lights.
All right, well, Nick will be devouring a hot dog very, very soon, and we're going to find out just how slow he is at eating said hot dog. Here we are live at Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill, 173rd and West Center. Again, $3 margs and Mexican beers and $2 tacos starting at 5, only right here. Oscars and 1620 The Zone.
Josh and John here for the FanDuel Sportsbook. We have been talking about the events that are coming up tonight. Of course, there is the draft. There's Major League Baseball. But, John, the NBA playoffs roll on. And right now, new customers can go to FanDuel.com/1620, place any $5 bet, and then get $150 in bonus bets, whether they win or lose. Nick is about to win or lose with what he is going to do. But at FanDuel.com/1620, you can be a winner today.
And by doing so, all you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/1620. That's it. Place any $5 bet. Win or lose that bet, you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. So visit FanDuel.com/1620 and get started today. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.